Standing Stone Vineyards in the Finger Lakes in upstate New York is famous for ice-style wine. The winery began in 1991 when the Masinskis purchased the historic vineyards on the eastern shore of Seneca Lake, and today it maintains the most significant sites of Riesling, Gewürztraminer and Saperavi wines in the Finger Lakes region. Its line of ice wines is acclaimed, as Mandy Rowe discovers in speaking with Sandra Smith at the winery.
Today I'm sitting with Sandra Smith, and Sandra works at the Standing Stone Vineyards by Seneca Lake, which is one of the Finger Lakes.
Correct.
And we're it's in stunning upstate New York.
You're exactly right.
Oh, wow. Anyway, for listeners out there, it's a very, very beautiful part of the world. And I'm lucky enough to talk to Sandra about ice-style wines.
Correct.
Yeah, which is sort of something that happens around the Finger Lakes.
Well, it's a choice that we made since if you make a true ice wine, it's very labour-intensive. You lose a lot of grapes to herds of starlings, deer, any other creatures out in the vineyard when these grapes are very, very ripe.
Right,
and
right.
You can also lose them to moulds, mildews. The longer they hang out, the more chance there is of damage.
Right, right.
So we elect, and also they attract botrytis, especially Riesling.
Yes.
The noble rot, and that is highly contagious. And we have some dry red vineyards adjacent to our Riesling. So we're very sensitive about the eventuality of botrytis.
Oh, okay. It's a very, we've only just been here for a few hours, but it's a very humid area.
It can be very humid, yes. That's
part of the mould and the botrytis that you're talking about.
Correct.
So your Standing Stone Vineyard specialises in this ice-style wine?
Yep, we're very well known, actually, through some of the flashy international wine magazines, like Wine and Spirits, Wine Enthusiast, Wine Spectator, for our ice-style wines. And ice-style wines, I mean, we choose to do it this way for a couple of different reasons, other than the danger of losing a lot of fruit, which drives the price of an ice wine.
Right,
up,
right, yeah.
Traditional ice wine. So we decide to pick the grapes by hand.
Okay, great.
Take off anything we don't care for in the bunch,
mm-hmm.
And then they go into 40-pound bags, and they go up to commercial deep freeze.
Oh, wow.
Just the fact that they're frozen, be it traditionally, naturally on the vine, or if they go into commercial deep freeze, that raises the sugar level of the grapes.
Right.
And
yes.
Then if you freeze the grape, as it would be naturally in a traditional ice wine, if your grape's about 85% water, they're frozen. When they come out of commercial deep freeze, they're still frozen. They go into a press. They don't go through crushing, destemming.
Oh, they don't. Okay.
That would put the water back into the juice.
So they're just crushed. At that point, they're
crushed. So they're just pressed very gently. They're still very cold.
Yes.
We have a European bladder press. And if you sort of imagine, really, the water coming out like a little marble and being discarded.
Yes.
So you're left crushing a raisin. You get one drop.
Oh.
Per grape of the wine.
No, wow. Gosh.
That's what drives the cost up. And
yes.
In the Finger Lakes, you may get the conditions to do a traditional, as in 4 days, frozen grapes. They have to reach a certain temperature below freezing.
So is that 4 days on the vine? So that's traditional.
4 days on the vine.
4 days
on the vine.
That would be nearly sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
For 4 days running.
Correct.
And then they would be picked.
Then they would be picked by hand, generally.
Wow.
They're picked at night.
Oh, that's right.
With
their
miners' hats on.
Yeah.
And then they're pressed and within, I think it's 48 hours.
Right.
If my understanding of traditional is correct.
Yeah.
They're very strict in Canada, up in Lake Ontario. They can't call it an ice-style wine.
Mm.
It's either late harvest or ice wine.
Right,
so
right.
So we're a little bit more loosey-goosey in New York, so we elect to do it this way. We can charge $25 a half bottle instead of, say, $65 and up.
Sure, sure. That's
because we don't... Yeah, because we don't lose so much.
Oh, okay, that's
so much product.
And so, when are you picking then? So, what month would we be with in terms of the coal? When are you picking that grape? It doesn't get there, does it? Yeah,
correct.
Actually, of course,
we do like them to be nice and ripe.
Yes,
you know, we want to pick the grapes where they look good, they taste good, everything's just perfect about them. Pick by hand, as I say, knock off anything you don't like in the bunch, and then they go into the bags.
Right.
The 40-pound bags.
And do you press at the vineyard across the lake?
We do.
You've got a press there?
Yep, yes, we do. We have. And we've just recently been bought by another winery, Herman J. Wiemer, and so I'm not sure how things are going to progress.
Right.
But we have a large European bladder press. When the ice wine grapes come out of commercial deep freeze, they go directly into the press.
Right.
And they're still frozen.
And the varietals that are good for ice wine, what are they?
Well, the more traditional ones, I would say, tend to be Vidal, a French-American hybrid that we grow, Riesling, because they're high acid grapes.
Yes, yes.
However, we have also made some very successful ice wines out of Chardonnay and Gewürztraminer.
Oh, God, yeah, that's a beautiful grape, isn't
it?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I can see that lending itself to a lovely ice-style wine, a Gewürztraminer. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
And those grapes are grown on the other side, so we're over here on the...
We're on the west side of
Seneca Lake. I'm a bit confused.
I'm just all right.
We've just driven around the lake, but so on the east side...
Almost directly opposite. This winery, Herman J. Wiemer, is Standing Stone Vineyards.
And?
On the west side.
On the west side.
On the east side. Oh, you got me confused. I'm confusing you.
So those grapes are grown on site?
They are. There's about around 48 acres in vines. And everything that's made at the winery, at least currently, is estate grown.
Can you describe the geography of the area? Because it's absolutely stunning. So, and the slope of the area as well, that's interesting.
Yeah, the Finger Lakes are actually glacial lakes carved out millions of years ago. Seneca Lake is the deepest of the lakes. It's about where the winery is, Standing Stone. It's about 640 feet deep.
Right.
They, in fact, conduct sonar trials for submarines there.
Oh, goodness.
And, of course, the depth. Extends, it warms up, the lake warms up in the summer into the autumn, so it extends our growing season. Mm. And then we also have the afternoon sun, since we're facing west, which helps our grapes somewhat. Rieslings often like the east side, but we do very well with our Rieslings on the west side. And of course, for the red grapes, the vinifers that we grow, they're all our reds are vinifera. Mm. It does give them that little extra growing time.
And it's a beautiful gentle slope going down the lake.
Correct. And the slope is good because vines don't like themselves to be, their feet to be soggy. And so the drainage is good. We have a lot of slate and shale and a little limestone. So ideal conditions for growing grapes.
Yeah.
And some of our Rieslings are some of the oldest in the Finger Lakes.
Oh, okay.
We have an old West Block that was planted in 1972 by some French folks.
Yep. Wow.
And then Chard in 73.
Yeah, right. And where do you sell the wines? What's your main market?
We sell them through the winery.
Yes.
And then we also sell them currently in about, I would say, 15, 17 states.
Oh, throughout America. Yeah. Mm.
Yes.
Good, great. Okay, well, and I guess they pop up at various beautiful restaurants in New York.
Well, absolutely.
I'm sure, which we've just been to, which is great. So, look, I'm going to say thank you to Sandra. It was fortuitous that she was here today in the winery across the way, which is called the...
Herman J. Wiemer.
Okay, Wiemer Winery, which we're in at the moment. Great information about the ice-style wine, which I've heard a lot about, and the Finger Lakes. It's a very beautiful part of the world. Thanks, Sandra.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.